I use this stick a lot. I actually use this stick in the shop to show the bottom contours. You can see it much easier if you. But basically, it's a 1x1 or 2x1 or whatever it is. But it's a solid stick. Anyway, if I just. You know, that's pretty damn durable. Now you'll see the marks where the paint came off the blue stick, but that's about all.
My God, try that with a regular circle.
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, try that with, and I be really careful with what I say here because I don't have the.
What are the popular?
The ability to make a fair judgment of other manufacturers, but I can say this particular manufacturer, there's no seam here. That's one of the major differences between this guy and some of the other guys. Basically, what he does is he lays the bottom up and it wraps all the way around to the deck up to here. Then he puts the deck on it, so you have no seams that are coming down the side of your deck. Now, this is obviously going to be the strongest point on the board because you have wrap going around the rails, right? But that's not to say that you can run this up on the reef or run over rocks with it or whatever. For hitting your paddle against it and for the kind of wear and tear that you're going to get from regular use with stand-up surfing, this thing is really durable, you know? And I think this is not something I'd recommend to everybody, but it definitely proves the point.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right.
And I'll show you one more thing about it, too, that's very interesting. And if I just take down, this is the 10-8. And this is another one that's in the black design. Call this the leaf design. This is the tattoo leaf design. This one weighs about 22 pounds. And this one is 10-8. But I'll show you something about this. It's kind of interesting. In order for this to work, I need a little more rockers. I need a little more curve and torn. But as long as we're talking about durability, right? We get some space underneath. And then we'll show you how they are. So really what you have here is a triple stringer. You have a type of construction that's actually windsurfing from its roots.
Mm-hmm.
The things are just very, very, very durable. And I like to think, and in all honesty, I truly believe that we're sort of in the top category of manufacturing capabilities. You can try it if you want.
All of this epoxy business really sort of got going with windsurfing, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a natural transition because these guys are building bigger boards.
Sure.
And this guy, the manufacturer, has a really good following in Japan. Apparently his company owns like 70% of the market for windsurfing in Japan. And you know, the Japanese, I really believe that they are truly quality conscious. You know, it's every single board. And these boards aren't mass produced. This manufacturer can only make 300 a month.
Oh, really?
That's 300 worldwide. Yeah. You know, 300 a month is nothing compared to what other people can do. So, you know, I feel really confident. And if you look around the shop, you kind of realize that we do kind of a more high-end kind of product. So that's why we went with these guys, you know?
Yeah.
So that's